is Project Independence in You, and my name is Rebecca Miller. I'm here now with Christina Liu. She's going to be co-hosting for the rest of the show with me, Christina. Christina, again, is our Town of North Hempstead Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Department of Services for the Aging. And more importantly, at least for today, she is the terrific producer of this radio show and does such a great job. Christina, we know Hal had to leave. Hal is the author of Suddenly Solo. I don't know if he had a date. I don't know why
he
left.
He's claiming he needs to go to the city.
I know, something like that. But we're not really sure. Wink, wink. Yeah. we are also speaking with Scott Schober, who thank you for hanging around. We had a little technical difficulty, but everything worked out great. Scott is the CEO of Berkeley Veritronic Systems. Scott, Project Independence, as you probably know, we don't endorse any particular business. We just like to find those businesses that are, most knowledgeable in a subject matter. So could you tell us a little bit about Berkeley Veritronics?
Sure, I'd be happy to. What we've done is developed a series of security tools that help with wireless threats, and that's really our area of expertise. We have been in business for 40 plus years, and many of our customers are law enforcement, DOD agencies, and they use our tools to combat when cell phones come into secure government facilities, if somebody's trying to use Wi-Fi that we're all familiar with using our smartphones or computers, they're trying to hack into networks. We have tools to detect and locate those offenders.
Right.
And then also Bluetooth tools as well. So all wireless focused tools.
Wow. Oh, wow, that sounds great. Yeah.
All right.
Now, is there any particular scams that you have found to be rising and, that we should just warn our seniors especially about?
Yes. Ransomware is becoming a growing problem. And what that simply is a type of malware, malicious software, that could be placed on one's computer or on one's mobile phone. It usually is the result of visiting websites, often that are inappropriate content, where that will be downloaded to your phone or your computer, this malware, and what it does is it holds your phone or your computer hostage, and it requires you to pay a ransom, usually about $300, to get the magical key. So it's encrypting all of your sensitive data, your pictures, your files. You have to pay the $300 to get the key to unlock it.
And does it pose as some kind of company, saying, if you give me $300, we'll fix your computer?
No, it basically just says that your files have been locked, they're encrypted, you have 1 week to pay $300 or you'll never get your files back.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty blatant, it's a huge problem, it's growing, and unfortunately many people are paying the ransom. The problem is if you don't pay the ransom, you don't get your files back. So the most important thing I caution people to do is to back up your computer regularly.
Yeah, right. No, that's definitely a good
phone,
tip.
Back it up as well.
That's when you think of your cell phone, you don't really think of it as being susceptible to hacks. I know I don't, and now I am. It's kind of like a whole separate entity, whether you have
absolutely.
A contract with different cell phone companies. But the fact of the matter is if you're using Wi-Fi,
I agree, for my own self, I'm definitely more cautious of the site that I'll go on my computer, but on my phone, I'm sitting there on the iPhone and I go on all different sites, not even, really thinking that I could be susceptible to something.
And then, of course, we're downloading apps for, different stores. Everybody has an app now. So that's a whole new kind of, area to be hacked, and it's probably not that
definitely
new.
Definitely think about it. And then remember, our computers have regular security patches that we probably or should be updating regularly. you don't update the operating system on your phone that often, or security patches. And the cyber hackers know that, and that's their target.
Mm-hmm. So when you're my cell phone company, there's a number I'm supposed to call, so every few weeks to upgrade the phone, and I guess, is that probably something people should be doing?
Yeah, you should upgrade regularly with the security patches. I know I do.
Right.
I use an iPhone. It's important to do that and sync it to your computer so you have the information backed up. And there's nothing wrong with backing up after you sync your phone to your computer. You know, store it on a USB stick, your critical information, and keep it off-site.
All right, great. Is there any other hot scams going on?
Well, there unfortunately, as we talked about before, the phishing scam seems to keep growing, and it's getting more elaborate in that cyber hackers are using toolkits where they'll actually go to a website and they'll pull off familiar things. Maybe it's your bank that you use, their logo and the exact text that they use, and that will be embedded into an email.
Oh, wow.
So it looks real as your bank. Very difficult to discern the real from the fake anymore. So be careful. I just plainly say, do not click on any attachments if there's a hint of anything strange.
Right. No, that's definitely, I know myself, I constantly, my inbox is always filled with all kinds of things, you know, that I try and just, you know, I mean, it's good. Some of it goes into the junk mail or, you know, spam mail, but, you know, there's a bunch that do get through into your regular mail.
Yeah.
So is there any, what else, what other tips? We have a couple of minutes left, Scott.
Well, I share a lot of them. We have a book coming out. It's called hackedagain.com. You could find it. And I share the best practices and tips. And if they go to that website, I encourage people to download the tips there because a lot of them are basic things that we just tend to forget and take for granted. We're talking about backups. The other one is identity theft. That's a growing problem.
Right.
As we touched on before, don't put too much information out there on social media. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I see people all the time that have their birth dates posted on there, when they're going on vacation. Too much information out there. Limit the information you put out.
Scott, who would someone contact? I mean, obviously these hackers are breaking laws. What does somebody do to make, who do we let know aside from our, you know, credit card company that might have been hacked? What's the process somebody could do, you know, once they discover that they've been hacked? Should they let the police department know? Who do we make aware?
Well, that's part of the challenge. Since we ourselves got hacked and when it's in excess of a certain amount, it was in excess of $50,000. That was taken from our checking account. I contacted the bank. It became a federal investigation. The challenge is you get no feedback the way it currently is. So you provide them all this information. You don't get any comfort or closure. And did they catch the guys?
Right.
But you do get your money back. So
yeah, well, I guess that's the most important at that moment, right?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, because now with what's going on with these people claiming to be the IRS.
Right. That's definitely, sure. I just saw an article about that in the paper.
You know, there's all kinds of things like that. So, you know, of course, you call the police, I believe, is the first thing.
Listen, I think it can't hurt. You know, obviously, I'm sure they'll let you know if, you know, you need to direct it somewhere else. But I think it's important just to get it out there.
That's it. Yeah, the local police. They'll then in turn you to the local fraud department who will then investigate, and you can provide them the details depending upon what type of fraudulent crime it was. They can assist you.
So do we turn our computers off? Here's a question we talk about a lot in the office. Do we log off or do we shut down every night?
I personally shut my computer off. It is hard for somebody to remotely turn your computer on or access through the computer network, but it is possible. Mm-hmm. So if it's a targeted, focused attack to you, your better bet is just to shut the computer off and have a code. That's what I do, that I have to enter upon login.
Okay,
that's good.
I'm talking like home computers too, you know, people who
have
their laptops, just shut it down.
Turn the Wi-Fi off. make sure that you have a good, strong password on your local, your access point within your home. Again, 15 characters or more, so you can't hack it. Every block I've gone on has one or two open wireless networks that I could easily surf on and cause havoc. So remember that to secure them.
Yeah, right. I think it's just about, I mean, these little things can save you a bigger headache, you know, in the end. So I think it's just important to just remember to kind of do all these things. And what was that website again, Scott, that you were mentioned?
Sure. It's hackedagain.com.
Okay. Great.
And there's a lot of good information there that will be helpful, best practices for people of all different ages and all different levels of understanding.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, we laugh on the show because we always talk about different guests that are on, you know, we walk away with these golden nuggets, you know, that, you know, we can kind of stick with. And I think all this information that you gave today is definitely something that I know I'll personally do and that we'll spread the word to our senior population to do.
Great.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left, Scott. So is there anything else you want to leave us with?
Well, I always encourage people just to start deploying best practices. A lot of people hear these tips and they say, well, it's easier just to leave my 6-digit password. I don't want to make it 15 digits. But if you don't change it immediately, you're going to be hacked. There's estimates that 97% of all Americans' information has been compromised, our credit card, our banking, our passwords. So it's only a matter of time before you are hacked. So take action now.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much, Scott, again. This is definitely some great information. And sorry about the little snafu earlier.
Not a problem.
But this is great.
Thanks
so thank you.
Up.
All right.
We weren't hacked. It was just some technical difficulty.
So, we wanted to make it dramatic.
Okay. We're going to be, again, thanks Scott, so much. That's Scott Schober, the CEO of Berkeley Veritronics Systems, who gave us some really good information. This is Project Independence in You, and we will be back after a short break with Christina Liu. Please stay tuned.